The professor used an example of wolves and mice to illustrate cyclic population change, which is when species interact and predators and prey population within the ecosystem change, increases, decreases, and then go back to their original size. In the example, the professor separates the example into three phases. First phase is when there are a lot of mice and few wolves. There will be a lot of food supply for the wolves. So the wolves numbers will increase. When the wolf number increase, the mice population will decrease. And then we arrive at phase two, which is when there are lots of wolves and less mice. And during this, there's not a lot of food for wolves. So wolf numbers decrease and mice numbers increase. And then we arrive at phase three, which is when there are not a lot of wolves and also not a lot of mice.